I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with another edition of Knights Fantasy. Joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and our two special guests today, Mr. Scully and Mr. Kontrovich. Welcome back, guys. They were talking a lot of work. Mr. Kontrovich beat us once. He beat us the second time and lost the first time.
The first time wasn't recorded, though.
Fair enough.
Didn't happen, I guess.
The forgotten episode.
And then Scully did beat us. He let us know that he beat us. He definitely brought in a card, a belt, played some music.
The top?
Nah. I liked it. But yeah, so we're going to do today what we always do. We're going to start off with recapping the games. And then at the end, we're going to do us three versus them two in the draft.
I like it.
He's already
stretching out. I'm ready to go. This is war.
All right, so we're going to get it started. We're going to talk about this. Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Minnesota Vikings Thursday night game last week. And the Vikings beat the Steelers 36-28. Vikings bounce back game after losing to the Lions. Dalvin Cook came back. Wasn't even expected to play going into this week. Everyone ruled him out. 27 carries for 205 yards and two touchdowns. That's just crazy. Dalvin Cook's a beast. You want to talk about that a little bit, Matt?
Dalvin Cook's incredible. I mean, Alexander Mattison earlier in the season, he really stepped up in Dalvin Cook's absence, and he really picked it up, and he contributed to that offense. But Cook's back. He's asserted himself as a lead back there, as he obviously is. And, yeah, he tore the Steelers apart.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the Vikings, huge game for them in their race for a wild card spot. And Kirk Cousins, not the best of games, but still enough to get the job done. Another player, KJ Osborne, he had a good game, three receptions, 83 yards.
He definitely stepped up in Thielen's absence.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Vikings, Scully and Kontrovich?
Vikings, like I said, Dalvin Cook came back and had a good game. At the beginning of the game, too, Madison had a couple carries early. Like, he's averaging, I think it was close to 5 yards a carry. About 5 yards a carry. So he's a good change of pace back, and that was a very Kirk Cousins-type game. It's a shame because Ben had one of his best games of the year.
So mad to take it out. What do you think, Scully? What do you see from that game?
I mean, the only thing I took away and completely different is, does anybody else think it's time for Big Ben to hang it up?
It is. Yeah, he did officially announce retirement. He did announce retirement. So yeah, definitely hurting the Steelers right now. I said their two problems are their offensive line and their quarterback. Yeah. And it just shows that how valuable those two are. It just ruins the team.
Mm. Yeah. Can we talk about Chase Claypool for a minute?
Oh my God. He is a head case.
I just don't understand how after the game he's gonna have I don't even know, but he went and he tried to blame it on his teammates.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's not manly. Like, he said that the reason why he didn't give the ball to the ref was because the lineman hit him and hit the ball, but he was literally sitting there celebrating the first down. Like,
for a young guy, he's only in his second year in the league. Like, yeah. I mean, you need to take a step back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You need to take that out.
It's not like his rookie year was like some record set. I mean, he was a good wide receiver last year, but it wasn't some record setting rookie number.
He wasn't even the best rookie receiver. Yeah, no. Exactly. All right, so we're going to move it on over to the Chiefs violating my Raiders 48-9. It was rough to watch. Had to turn it off myself. Just we fumbled everything. Josh Jacobs fumbled. Foster Moreau fumbled. Hunter Renfrow fumbled. It was bad. The Chiefs defense definitely stepped up, like I said, forcing all those fumbles. Their offense showing that our defense couldn't hold them. Even though the Raiders were missing Carl Nassib, Darren Waller, and then obviously the absence of a lot that they've had with due to off-the-field problems. But Raiders looking like a different team from the beginning. Chiefs also looking like a different team from the beginning. Raiders in a bad way, Chiefs in a good way. What are you guys seeing from this?
I think the Chiefs asserted their dominance.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, it's their division. And I think they just proved that. That's all.
100%.
I think it's like what we talked about a little bit towards, like, when I did that first episode. The season goes in four-game quarters.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have definitely been that last 5 weeks. They've been the team they were the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, they can start out the season slow, but you just know that you're always going to get a good season out of them.
Yeah,
in
for
the
sure.
end.
What do you think about the Chiefs, Scully?
I mean, they were talking about, is this the when will they be back? Mm-hmm. When are they going to turn it around? And sorry for the Raiders, but they decided at that particular moment, yeah, we're coming back.
Yeah, it happens.
Your boy Hunter Renfrow, though.
He definitely had himself a game. Hunter Renfrow, even though he fumbled, he's always Mr. All-Reliable, you know?
PPR,
he definitely
stepped up. He's a PPR, he's a value pick.
Legend.
Actually, his price of FanDuel is going up a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to move it over to the Browns beating the Ravens, a divisional match. The Ravens move over to 8-5. Browns go to 7-6. Lamar Jackson getting taken off after throwing only four passes this game. This is a big loss for the Ravens. Ravens, I think they're still ahead in the division, but it feels like even though they've lost the last 2 weeks and they're still number one, so it's pretty crazy, but, you know, the offense, it didn't look good. The only, like, big part of that, the offense right now is Mark Andrews and Rashad Bateman had two good games. Both had over 100 receiving yards. Andrews had 11 receptions and a touchdown. Bateman only had 7 receptions. You guys want to talk about that in those teams?
I mean, yeah, let's talk about Tyler Huntley for a minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously Lamar Jackson going down, that's a huge hit for the Ravens, but I don't think he's looked that special over the past 3 or 4 weeks. I think he's definitely been lacking in his performances. And mm-hmm. Tyler Huntley came in, and he did well with that offense. 27 for 38 passing, threw a touchdown. He had 45 yards on the ground, and he had no interceptions, which I think was huge.
Yeah. One big thing about Tyler Huntley, sorry to cut you off, Mayo, is that, like, I feel like they went out and got Huntley because Lamar Jackson and him were friends, they were saying, and Lamar said that, like, that the Ravens should go get him for a backup. But I just think Huntley is, like, he balances off Lamar Jackson. Like, they're not totally different. They actually play kind of similar. So I think he definitely fits the offense.
I think
well.
I just read they signed today.
They signed the quarterback?
Josh Johnson, perhaps?
Josh Johnson.
Oh, the one from the Jets?
Yeah, like, they. I guess because, you know, they're not 100% sure if his ankle's ready.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, to build off what you said, Jimmy, the Ravens have multiple years. They brought in backup quarterbacks that are just like Lamar Jackson. That, mm-hmm. you know, if Lamar goes down with something, they can just put someone and run the same offense.
That's just the style of quarterback that their offense needs to run.
Yeah, one thing, I just looked this up, and it says, they didn't actually sign him yet, but John Harbaugh, it says, gives thought of signing Josh Johnson. When Josh Johnson came in for the Jets after both the quarterbacks of the Jets went down, Josh Johnson actually looked really solid. So
he's got, like, crazy solid career backup numbers. It's pretty impressive. Like, mm-hmm. He did it a couple years ago. I want to say when he was on, did he play for the Redskins and they beat the Eagles?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Yeah, like, so he was on the Redskins. These games that pop up out of nowhere, and he's been in the league a long time.
A solid backup option. Yeah, so they bring him in for a third string. Tyler Huntley goes down, definitely look out to see if they get Josh Johnson. Okay, we're going to move it over to the Cowboys taking over, not really taking over. They won by 7 against the Washington football team. You want to talk about that game a little bit, Matt? 27-20?
Ooh, I mean, yeah. Dak Prescott, 29 for 39, 211 yards. He did throw two interceptions,
but
I mean,
two picks were a little costly, but
I think the Cowboys defense stepped up this week. Mm-hmm. I think they looked pretty good. And Micah Parsons, man. I love Micah Parsons.
He's unbelievable.
He is unbelievable. He's legit.
I mean, he's the guy that you question whether the Eagles, like, yeah, that would be totally cool if he was in the Eagles uniform. It'd be awesome. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. unbelievable. I think Dak's playing hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's been playing hurt for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did. Like, both picks that they were really, like, kind of questionable picks. Like, the one was an overthrow over the middle of the field right to the safety, and the other one was almost costly in the end. But like Matt said, the Dallas defense really did step up for them this game.
Did you guys see that Cam Sims touchdown? We went over top of Trevon Diggs, I think it was.
Yeah, Trevon Diggs went over and dapped him up after it.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but one thing also I'm going to take away from the Cowboys game is I feel like they're just a different team with Tony Pollard. Without Tony Pollard this week, no one over 50 rushing yards, but when Tony Pollard gets in, he just runs so explosive, and just he's just an explosive back that I feel like he should be a starter somewhere.
I also think that Zeke isn't running with like that. I don't think Zeke runs like that, and I think he's hurt as well. I mean, obviously he's hurt, but he hasn't ran with that explosive that he had the first 2 years.
That's what Mr. Manlove, he's a big Cowboys fan. He came in here and was talking about that. He said he thinks Zeke's playing hurt right now, and he doesn't think this is the real Zeke, basically.
I mean, the problem with running backs, though, is you reach that point, it's you almost don't come back from that.
Yeah.
It's, you have a, I think I looked at his, I don't know if he's had a 100-yard game all year, Zeke.
Yeah.
And that starts, when that one season happens, and then it goes into another, it's they very rarely ever bounce back from that.
It's just kind of like a trend. Just trends trend down for the rest of the
amount of carries. We talked about that before, too.
Yeah.
But I think when you take away Pollard, and then you put, was it Clement?
Yeah,
Jersey born.
He's not Pollard.
Yeah,
one third of the Philly special, Corey Clement.
Okay, and we're gonna move it over to the Buffalo Bills losing to the Buccaneers. This was a good game. 54 passing attempts for Josh Allen and 46 for Tom Brady. These are two quarterbacks. We'd love to see this matchup. Two of the best quarterbacks in the league. Josh Allen threw for 308 yards. Brady threw for 363 yards and two touchdowns. And Josh Allen also threw two touchdowns and a pick. You guys want to talk about that game?
You know, I think that we talked about this on the show last week when we were previewing this game. We did not expect the Buccaneers or the Bills to want to run the ball, and that's exactly what happened. Like, I think I saw a stat. This is, like, the first time, I think, ever they said that the team didn't run the ball the whole first half, the Bills. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a single handoff the entire first half of that game.
Yeah, I mean, bouncing off of last week against the Patriots, you know, they wanted to pass the ball. So, Josh Allen with 54 attempts and also 109 yards on the ground.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He balled out.
One thing to note from that game is Josh Allen was the leading rusher. He had 12 carries for the Bills. Yeah. And then Devin Singletary was next up with only 4. So they're just not trusting the running back.
I'll tell you what, at the end of the game, some of Josh Allen's carries were pretty impressive.
Yeah, right?
Getting big first downs
and stuff
like that.
Exactly.
I spent the day, because it was Eagles bye week, unfortunately, at Storybook Land with my daughter. But I did make it home. I missed a ton of football, but I did make it home for the fourth quarter of the Bills-Patriots game. And that was a great end of the game.
Yeah, it really was a great game. Like we expected, honestly.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to mention about the Buccaneers too is Leonard Fournette stepping up. Like when he was on the Jaguars, like last year even before the playoffs, like Leonard Fournette just looks like a different player. He looks like he's in his prime right now.
Yeah, he does.
When it's later than usually, like we would expect his prime to come.
I think that's what they would call the Tom Brady effect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree.
You have to step up your game. You have to be willing to play at a particular level, or Tom is he's just going to tell you we're not doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
what was pretty impressive about Fournette is how well he catches the ball too.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to talk about that.
In the NFL as a running back and catches.
Yeah,
that's impressive. I think he's got like 64, 65, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like 700 yards rushing or something like that. Yeah.
And like the Brady effect, like also like the production going up probably has to do with the fact that like a lot of defenses, you have to account for Brady a lot more than other quarterbacks. So a little less attention on Leonard Fournette. Now he gets only 19 carries, but 113 yards and a touchdown against a really good defense. That's a good game. And we're going to move it over to the Bears versus the Packers game. Rivalry game. 45-30, the Packers won. This is like you could tell it was a rivalry game because the Bears usually, like, they were in it in the beginning. And then Aaron Rodgers
owns the Packers.
Yeah, he
called it.
29 for 37, 341 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, come on. Like, it's his team now.
Yeah. It's A.J. Dillon, 15 carries on 71 yards. We always feel like we talk about him all the time when we talk about the Packers, how good of a backup running back he is. He's like one of those Tony Pollard type guys. You just, if you have him, it's just such a... Having Aaron Jones and then your downfall is A.J. Dillon, like, that's crazy in offense. What do you think about that, Mayo?
I was going to talk about the Bears. I was going to talk about how Justin Fields is just not it.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from a couple of lucky plays in the second quarter of that game, they just couldn't get any offense going against really not that good of a Packers defense.
Mm-hmm. So you think the Bears need to find a new quarterback?
Yeah, for sure. And, more of the same for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Really nothing more to be said there.
Well, man, my question for you is, if you don't think Justin Fields is the answer, where are you looking? Are you thinking about drafting a quarterback? You think trading for a quarterback would be a better option?
I feel like Justin Fields' trade value probably isn't the highest right now, so I feel like you would just have to scrap him and look for the next.
Was Nagy calling the offense this past week, or did he still give it away?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because
when
Lazar was, I think it was Lazar's the offense. They did great.
They did good. They did good. When I saw that, they said Matt Nagy wasn't calling the offense anymore, and then they actually looked like a different team.
Mm-hmm.
If he took back over, that could be a problem.
He's going to get fired.
Yeah, you saw Urban Meyer just got fired, so.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh God. Did you see
Urban Meyer? Big Jaguars fan over there?
I'm a James Robinson fan.
They said something, the old kicker, what's his name, Josh Lambeau.
Josh Lambeau.
Yeah, they said that Urban Meyer, he said, kicked him before a game.
In August.
In August. And it was like, make your, explicit field goals today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
Maybe not the best way to go about it.
Does that reflect on maybe, how college coaching and NFL coaching is so much different? Because obviously I think if you're a college kid and maybe Urban Meyer comes up and is like, yo, like, get it together, you like respond differently. But he's like, Josh Lambeau's a professional. He knows his value.
So like, he knows you shouldn't be doing that.
One thing about Urban Meyer is I think that Urban Meyer knows how to get himself out of situations he realizes are bad situations too.
Yeah.
He's done it his entire coaching career. Whatever college he's moved on to, he's found a way to leave that of the previous college to go to another college or go to some some announcing show or some kind of.
Yeah.
And then he lays that into another job. He always finds a way to get out of a bad situation. And I'm not saying that maybe he was in over his head and realized he's like, I'm in over my head, I got to bounce. And this has been going on for weeks though. Like, it started with when he went back to Ohio State and like the conspiracy theory rumblings, like they're saying he wants out. Like that started then.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe he's looking at that Chicago Bears job. He's like, man, maybe he's getting fired.
I don't think he's coming back to the NFL.
Yeah, I think he's just staying in college.
Yeah. I don't think he can come back.
Yeah.
All right, so for the final game we're going to be talking about, we're going to go to the Rams beating the Cardinals. We said that if the Cardinals won, that they were going to take this division with ease. But now the Rams are 9-4, Cardinals are 10-3. Rams look really good. Odell finally, getting into that offense. And people are starting to say, Justin Jefferson, I saw tweeted out that, Odell's not the problem. And, I mean, he's kind of starting to prove that. 6 receptions, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Starting to get back to, like, the Giants, Odell. And then, obviously, just having Cooper Kupp in front of you. 13 receptions, 123 yards, one touchdown. It's just like Cooper Kupp's the man at this point.
I don't get it. I don't get where it came from.
It was a Monday Night Football. They did, like, a little breakdown of, like, how he played as a kid and, like, this dad throwing him passes to, like, the family room and stuff like that. He's been a worker his entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just see the connection between him and Stafford. They always talk about how they just build their connection and how it's just showing on the field. Like, obviously, I mean, it's probably harder to have a connection with Jared Goff. He's just not as talented as Matt Stafford. Now you get this one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time, in my opinion. Matt Stafford has it. So, like, now you get a quarterback like that throwing the Cooper Kupp. This could just be his real self.
I saw, too, DeAndre Hopkins shut down for the rest of the regular season. That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know. I'm looking down this line for the receiving core with the Cardinals, and you're going to need A.J. Green to step up. A.J. Green and Christian Kirk are going to be vital in these last couple weeks, and not to mention Zach Ertz. Like, this is just proving that Zach Ertz trade was 100% necessary for the Cardinals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the way that game started, I didn't watch as much as I should, but I watched, like, beginning. I thought the Cardinals were going to roll. I really did.
James Conner looked really good in that game. Really? 9 receptions for 94 yards. This meant, like, what these players, like, running backs catching the ball and, like, getting into these plays. Like, James Conner's playing better than he was in Pittsburgh, and no one thought he would be able to do that.
It's all about environment.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
I feel like running backs like Christian McCaffrey are changing the league like that.
Yeah,
like
pass catching running backs, yeah, can definitely being, like, influence on the league.
Yeah, I'd rather have a running back that runs around like 900 to 1,000 yards and can catch the ball 60, 70 times than the guy who's running for 1,300 yards and only catches it 20 times. Like, it's more valuable to your offense. It helps you spread the ball around a whole
bunch. It's part of that West Coast offense. Yep. Every guy can catch.
Yeah. Take the Raiders. And that's gonna wrap us up with this section and the recap from week 13. When we come back, we'll be looking into week 14. Or no, week 15.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in New Jersey.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. New Jersey high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with another edition of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and our guest for today, Mr. Scully and Mr. Kontrovich. And right now, we'll be looking into Week 15, and we'll get started right with it. Tonight, Chiefs take on the Chargers.
Huge game.
Huge divisional matchup. Chiefs 9-4, Chargers 8-5. This is huge for both teams. I think both teams will get into the playoffs, honestly, regardless maybe, but this is the biggest game, especially for the division. As a Raiders fan, it hurts to say, but they're the two best teams in the division. Their offenses are too good. Their defenses are probably better than the Raiders at this point, so they're just taking over this division. What do you guys think for this tonight? I think I have the Chiefs winning this game, but what do you guys think?
You know what? I'm going to take the Chargers. Because, I don't know, I love Justin Herbert, and I think Herbert comes out and lights them up. I think it's going to be an absolute shootout, obviously, because you have two of the quarterbacks in the league, gunslingers, absolute gunslingers. So
I feel like we said that last time when the Chiefs played the Cowboys, I think it was.
Yeah,
and it just didn't end up that way, so I'm hoping we get a more entertaining game than that, but yeah, we'll just see. What do you think, Mayo?
God, I would love to see Jay Herbo clutch out this game for the Chargers. In his young career, you know, this is probably the biggest game that he's played so far. I would love to see him step up for that. So, yeah, I'm going to the Chargers.
For sure. Skoli and Kostovich, what do you guys think?
Skoli, you go first.
I'm going to, believe it or not, I'm going to go with KC. Mm-hmm. I just found a stat. Kansas City, since 2019, away is 18-3.
Ooh. As a spreader, straight up 18-3 on the road.
On the road since 2019, the best mark in the league over the last 3 years.
That's cool stat. The best team over the last 3 years.
So I think they need to continue the ride from last week and prove who they are.
Like Matt was saying, prove that they're the best team in the division.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that's going to show today. What do you think, Kostovich?
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Chargers. I like the home team. Same as Matt said. Something about Justin Herbert. Maybe I didn't know much about him, and I went to that Eagles Chargers game, and I'm like, you know what? And what's he's playing tonight too, right? Is
Eckler and Keenan Allen are both active? Yeah. Yep. So I know they're both questionable, but yeah, they're both active.
Definitely the biggest game of his career. I agree with Mayo over there. So I think that Chargers and Herbert roll.
Seems like the type of dude to rise to the challenge, rise to the occasion.
This is big. I mean, tonight you'll find out.
Yep.
Yeah. Tonight we'll find out. Right, we're gonna move it over. First
game for Thursday night football.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is probably the biggest. This is the biggest. Like
maybe one of the biggest Thursday night football games in a while.
Yeah, in a while. Exactly. Yeah. So we're gonna move over just to note that two games are being played on Saturday. The Raiders will play the Browns. We won't talk about that game, but one game I do want to talk about that's also on Saturday night is the Patriots versus the Colts. These two teams. Patriots obviously just beat the just coming off their bye after beating the having a big win against the Bills, only throwing the ball three times. And the Colts 7-6. They showed like iffiness. They showed they could be a good playoff team, then they showed they're not. In my opinion, I think this game comes down to Carson Wentz. Is Carson Wentz going to show up against the Patriots or not? And I just don't think he will. I think the Patriots are going to take him down.
No.
I think this game comes down to who can stop the which defense can stop the run
game. Yeah,
I mean, I think the thing is the Colts have one stud. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, in my opinion, best running back in the NFL right now. Uh-huh. But the Patriots have a very well-rounded backfield with Damien Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. So, I think whatever team can step up, stop the run, pinch the gaps, I think they'll win.
If Jonathan Taylor gets going, then Carson Wentz gets going.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Since I've been in here, I'm going to go with Wentz again. Wentz and the Colts.
Well, they say Belichick takes that one element away, and I think that's he's going to make sure Jonathan Taylor does not beat them.
Yeah.
And he'll force the Wentz to step up and have to beat him elsewhere.
And he will not step up.
Everyone hates Carson Wentz.
I don't think I'm a Wentz hater. I'm not a Wentz hater, but
definitely not a Wentz lover.
He will turn the ball over in situations where he needs to not turn the ball
that's
over.
That's a Wentz hater. He's a Wentz hater.
He's got like one of the least amount of interceptions in the league, doesn't he? Maybe not this. It's all good. I'll let it lie. 2017 Carson Wentz never coming back, I know.
Yeah. All right, let's move it over to, we'll say on a little bit of 2017 Carson Wentz. We'll go to his team. Eagles coming off a bye, playing against the Washington football team. We were talking about this right when we took this break. Mayo said it was the biggest Eagles game in 2 years. And, I mean, honestly, it might be. Like, this, if they lose this game, it's a huge loss. They win this game, it's a huge win.
This is the biggest Eagles game since February 3rd, 2018.
Dude, I'm pumped.
That's pretty big. Even, like, the Bears playoff game, it's bigger than that one.
Double doink?
I don't know if you can say it's bigger than the Bears playoff
game. The Seahawks
playoff game, too.
The Saints one. The Saints one. They lost down the Saints.
We'll say biggest regular season game.
I'll start with that. There's no way the Eagles are winning out, but if they can win, I guess, three of the next four, I still think that, and I could think they could still lose. They're going to split with Washington. I don't see them beating them twice, so whether it's this week or in 2 weeks, but this would be a big, you get this win, and then it's one more step. They're going to make the playoffs. I really think
they will, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at something right now that says, too, that Washington's going through a little bit of a COVID-19 outbreak.
Huge problem. Yep.
That could be a huge factor.
That's huge. There's so many people out for them right now, and McLaurin is not out of concussion protocol right now.
Yeah.
They're definitely lacking right now.
If Hurts struggles, it will be interesting because then the boob, it's in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. And if Hurts does happen to throw an interception or two to start the game or play poorly, the boo birds will come raining down.
ESPN actually reported that Hurts and Gardner Minshew split first team reps today and yesterday at practice.
What? That's a point I was going to make.
I swear to God.
Yeah. I was going to make this quote.
Man.
I'm more intrigued with what Philly does before the first whistle. Who is the starting quarterback? If it's Minshew, And not Hurts because he's injured. Are you saying you're done with Hurts?
If Minshew's a starter, you're saying you're moving on.
You're saying you're moving on.
If that's what you're saying. If Hurts is not the starter Sunday, you're saying you're moving on.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. So I'll ask this question: Who do you guys start? I personally start Hurts.
I start Hurts. I'm not a Hurts guy, and I start Hurts.
Yeah,
I still have to see what you have.
I agree.
This is a big game. Yeah. This is a big. You have to see what you have. 100%.
Oh my God! There's actually a list here of players in COVID protocols for the Redskins, and I don't even have time to read it out.
It's a long list.
It's got to be at least 25.
With that on top of Terry McLaurin protocol.
I like that. Like, I don't like that part. Like, that part.
Well, in this race, you just take what you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, like that long list, I'm looking at it right now. There's over 10 players on that list.
Them and Cleveland are getting crushed right
killed
now.
Killed by it right
Everyone's
now.
Everyone's getting crushed.
And even the Chargers were almost affected heavily by it last week with Keenan Allen out, Mike Williams out, too. But like I was saying, the Washington football team, seeing that, and then they also have, like we said, Terry McLaurin on concussion protocol, and Chase Young obviously out for the rest of the season with torn ACL. They're missing a lot of their best players, so I think the Eagles can definitely take this one.
They need to take this one.
Definitely need to. Yeah. And then we're going to get moving on over to the Cowboys versus the Giants game. And I think the Cowboys win this one. Another divisional matchup, same division.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys win this one.
Yeah,
I think
there's much to talk about. I saw that and I was like, no, I was just struggling.
Yeah, I think they just go in and crack them.
Yeah, they just crack them. Yeah, no, Mike Glennon's still in. Yeah, no.
I think Mike McCarthy is obviously not one of the best coaches in the league, but his December record, I don't know, I heard it the other day, it's something ridiculous. It's probably one of the best active coaching records in December of all NFL coaches.
It's also because he was in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't matter.
No one wants to play in Green Bay.
He's got one of the worst in November, but one of the best in December. So.
Crazy. Let's go to an actual game we talk about. Seahawks versus the Rams. Division game, 5-6 Seahawks. Looking to potentially get back on the track where we thought they would be in the beginning of the season. Russell Wilson starting to throw the ball a little bit better than he was coming off that injury. And the Rams also bouncing back from a rough patch in their season. This is also a division game. I think the Rams take this one. Matt Stafford looking like a top 5 quarterback in the league right now. Russell Wilson starting to get back to his level, but not quite there yet.
Too little too late.
Yeah, too little too late. Exactly. Yeah, even if
Rams
they went out
home.
Here.
Rams are home, right?
Rams are home.
I'm taking the
Rams. I'd go Rams.
I'm going Rams too, especially the Seahawks going through a couple of injuries themselves. So DK Metcalf's banged up. They don't have a running game.
Rashad Penny did turn up last week.
He turned up.
That's a game. That's one game.
Yeah,
exactly.
One game in the last 3 years?
Exactly.
Like not having Chris Carson's absolutely
killing. I think Aaron Donald can handle Rashad Penny.
Yeah, we saw what he did to your boy James Robinson where he just picked him up and spun him around.
Yeah, I saw what Urban Meyer did to James Robinson.
He was unbelievable last week.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's insane.
He's just, that's Aaron Donald. Yep. All right, we're going to move over to the Green Bay Packers at Baltimore Ravens. I don't believe Lamar Jackson's going to play in this game due to that ankle injury. But if he does, I think it's a different game. But if he doesn't, I think Green Bay easily takes this one. Even though we said Tyler Huntley's been getting it done, I still don't think that they can beat the Packers.
You know, I don't think it matters if Lamar Jackson plays. As someone who had him as my fantasy quarterback, I mean, I've seen him just have very, very high ups and then just the lowest of lows this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that this Ravens team can hang with the Packers. I think that they go in and beat them by at least 20.
I think Packers, what Aaron Rodgers went through with that COVID stuff, mm-hmm. and then now he's injured, he's just going to play out of his mind.
He's got a vendetta.
I think him and Tom Brady are the two, when they're angry, I don't even want to mess
with
them. When they're angry quarterbacks with something to prove,
Don't
book your flight. Just stay home.
Don't even go. Man, what do you think for this game?
All I got to say is Green Bay's defense has some COVID-19 problems, and I'm gonna take the underdog and take Tyler Huntley
A
huge, huge underdog game.
I don't think it's out of the question. I think they got the defense to potentially step up, and I think they got the playmakers.
That's two huge.
Is that your quarterback for the draft?
We won't let him pick that this week.
Yeah, come on. Don't even get us started.
That's gonna wrap us up. Looking into week 15, when we get back, we're gonna do our famous us versus them.
Let's go.
I think we got this week.
Bring it.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so
interesting.
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with another edition of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and our guest for today, Mr. Scully and Mr. Kojovich. We're going to be doing our draft today, and one thing to note about today is since we're coming off that week where we did me versus Matt versus Mayo, and Mayo did win that one.
Let's go!
Somehow, some way, Mayo won.
Tally up. What was your guy's scores?
I was 129.
You beat you guys.
I like that.
There we go, man. Put up a score of 141.5.
Big night. He had Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
Rodgers.
Awesome. I stayed away from him because all the COVID protocols. So I stayed away from
Mark Andrews, 30 points. Titans defense, 20.
It's a shame you couldn't take Mark Andrews against Scully.
It's also a shame that you have no chance of making playoffs in the league that we're all in. So.
Yeah, and it's a shame that I really proved how I'm more knowledgeable in fantasy football.
So you just take their hearts at the end and you knock somebody out of the playoffs.
Man, I hear some dissension in the ranks over there.
Okay.
Hey, they're fighting more with each other.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all good.
All right. We're going to get started.
We're going to have to.
But yeah, like I said, we're going to leave everyone available. We're not going to X anyone out this week. This is the biggest week we have on this podcast. Much trash talk. Too much time has been talked.
All built up to right now.
This is what it's coming down to.
This draft right
down
here.
To today. I like it.
People with hair versus people without hair.
That's got a whole list. He's like, all right, got that one. Got that one. So, we're going to ask the question.
That was good.
We're going to ask the question that we have to ask every week. Would you like the first pick, or would you like to defer?
I want a coin flip for it. I got the coin flip back.
You got the coin?
You guys can call it.
All right, coin flip.
It's a heads.
Scully, go ahead. You call it. You're our guest.
The champions always defer to the challengers.
Okay. All right, so you're letting us the coin pick? Or you
absolutely.
All right, go ahead. Mayo, you can call it in the air.
Ready? I'll call it.
Heads.
Tails.
So you guys get to choose.
First pick.
All right. Is it two or
one pick? Then we get two, and then
it's up to you. However you want to do it. You go. You pick.
Let them have the first.
All right. You guys have the first.
You can have the first.
All right. Okay.
I mean, we're taking the obvious pick. Give us Cooper Kupp, please.
Yeah. Give us.
Sure. Thank
bro,
you.
Bro, can you chill, bro? You didn't, like, get the pitch out.
I'm bad, yo. I do. I got excited.
No.
He's moving on to his next joke. He's like, I'm bad.
Yeah.
Do we want to do? So, you know, we got to do it.
Now we'll hit it.
I want to go.
Can I take Cooper Kupp, please?
Yes, Mayo. There you go. Mayo,
first pick.
There you go. Cooper Kupp, first pick. Obvious pick. Men's. Rocking with him. All right. Over to you guys.
Yep.
We're going to give him them.
Yep.
With the second and third picks, Team Balding Champions selects quarterback Tom Brady.
It's a rough pick.
Okay.
And wide receiver Devontae Adams.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm not gonna lie, neither of those guys were on my list to look at.
Even better. It means we made the right pick.
That's why we hold the title belts and you do not.
Fair. I'm saying these two.
Yeah, I'm down.
Alright. So for our picks, we're going to go with, I think, you know, he just proved something last week that he's one of the top running backs. And then I think we're going to take two running backs here. I'm going Dalvin Cook, Jonathan Taylor.
For sure.
Dalvin Cook and Jonathan Taylor, love they that. Get it done. They don't have a running back picked yet. So that means, I think I know who they're going to go with.
Love
but,
that.
You know.
I think I know who they're taking two.
It's got to be one of these two. But yeah, Jonathan Taylor, Dalvin Cook, give me them. Two beasts. Two of the top two running backs right now. So.
Can we get the tight end?
All right, you got it, bro.
Well, come here.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I got it.
No. Yo. If he's got it, bro. He's got it.
If you do these two,
he's got it, bro. I got faith in him.
One and one. Yeah. So either one and one.
What about?
What about him?
They're a little unprepared, guys.
Yeah. Now we're good. We you know what? I'll tell you what. We didn't.
You guys sit.
We didn't meet the minds or anything. We just rolled in here.
You guys sit in the back.
You guys work in the same office. You guys came in with matching championship belts. You had to, you
know. We actually didn't talk. We didn't talk this at all, though.
Yeah. You worry more about trash talking. You worry more about trash talking than winning this week.
Yeah, do what you want.
Really good talking about.
All right, we'll go Eckler.
Austin Eckler?
Yep. Okay.
I need him to have a big week this week, so.
You know. Coin flip doesn't matter to me.
Debo
Samuel. The Swiss Army knife does it all.
You know what it is? He doesn't have down weeks because he does so much.
He does so much. He gets more rushing touchdowns than the running backs. Yeah,
you look at him like three catches, but then he has 18 points.
I have my fantasy team this year. He made me so happy.
Yeah. That's when.
I need Matt to win this week against his guy, and then so because if I lose and then he wins, then I'll still get in. So I'm like, let me set your lineup. Just make sure Debo's in there. Nice. No, I'm good.
Nice.
All right.
So
you guys have right now. You have two receivers.
They got two receivers. Then
a running back and a quarterback.
They need a tight end, defense, kicker.
Mayo, you can go with your tight end pick.
Can I take the best option for fantasy on the San Francisco 49ers?
Yes, sir.
Tight end. George
yes, that's sir. A pick I like him over Debo. And then honestly, I like this right here.
Lamar? Let me look at this. Personally, I was looking.
It's risky, but.
I was liking that a little bit. I mean, I'm down with either one.
He's been tearing
up. He'd be running, you know what I mean? I'm thinking whatever one. That's right. I don't think there's like five quarterbacks on here that you can't go wrong with. Like, I think all five of these guys dropped at least 20. So, well, I'll let you take this one, bro. You got it.
This or this.
It doesn't matter.
This guy?
Yeah. Does the first initial start with J and the last initial start with A? All
right. No.
These two?
You guys don't seem too prepared.
No, we're thinking
they're the belt.
They see that the gold is glistening.
I like that belt.
I was playing with my head.
And I like the colors of that.
If you guys
belt.
Win, you guys get the belts. That's how it's going
to
be.
Sounds good to me.
So if you guys win, we'll buy you wigs.
All right. Actually, I'll leave this over. I'll go this over to Mayo since you can't see. We're thinking four quarterbacks.
Man, we'll let you choose
Jay Herbo or Kyler.
Or Kyler?
Kyler. That's what
we're against thinking. The Detroit Lions? Okay.
Yeah.
Can take we Colin please Murray. Take
All right,
Kyler
so we're going to take Kyler Murray as our quarterback. All right. I wanted to take Justin Herbert for tonight, but, we'll let him slide. Don't know how he's going to do. Could be a bad game. So.
Leaving it down. Mayo did beat us last week, so
we're going to leave it to him.
That's a big pick right there. I'm putting faith in you, bro.
All right, so we have two.
You have two right now.
You have a tight,
right,
end.
Tight end, kicker, defense.
Tight end, kicker, defense. We're going to run a beautiful stack and just eat up points. We're going Gronk, a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Old people picking old people. Wow.
we're gonna fall back on the old person who single-handedly scored more that week than some of you guys on your own roster, and that's kicker Nick Folk.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. For those listening in, I just want you guys to know that he gave us a card, a get well soon card.
Yeah, with Nick Folk.
And they threw Nick Folk on there and the Colts defense because Kontrovich threw the Colts defense. He had them. They got 20, and Nick Folk as a kicker put up 20 on us. So they put them
21.
On
the card.
21. Jesus. All right, so I'm going to take our defense, and I'm going to go with Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins, they play the Jets. They've since their secondary came back, they've been one of the best defenses in the league. So I'm going with Dolphins defense.
Does that mean I'm getting this kicker this week?
And you take our kicker, but I just want him to be named.
You know what? I'm thinking something crazy. I don't know.
I like Daniel Carlson after he just got that
Daniel
big.
Daniel Carlson?
They're playing too. They're playing Detroit.
Yeah.
That balanced defense really good in the red zone, too.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Because, I mean, they're going to score a lot.
We're going to have a quarterback.
Yeah, but we're going to score a lot. So you know what?
A lot of pressure here.
Wow.
Listen,
it could come down to this.
It literally could.
No, it could come down to this. That's why I'm sitting here.
I hope you pick wrong.
That's why I'm saying my beat. My bully.
I hope none of you guys get COVID protocol either.
Don't jinx us. Damn, we'll end up getting on your whole roster.
We'll still beat them, though.
I'll take Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker?
Overreliable Justin Tucker.
I like that pick.
Yep. Right, so we have a defense?
Yeah, defense. Yeah, right here.
All right, we're going to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals defense against the Lions.
Oh, dude, why did we not forget that?
Because, bro, Jared Goff's turned up this week.
So, as the other champion stated here, if you win So we elect to bench half our squad just out of, you know, sheer sympathy.
Get out of here. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We will come in on Monday.
Ball guy courtesy.
Hand deliver the belts, to which maybe we could hang in the studio in hopes that you guys are all seniors.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Whoever takes over this wonderful program next year will have to defend the title.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. Right.
What happens if you guys win?
Well, then it's just another day ends in a Y, and we just, you know, move on with our day. And
now I want to raise the stakes a little bit.
I'm interested.
If they win, we will wear bald caps to school.
Tuesday. I like that. We will all wear bald caps to school.
We'll wear bald caps to school for the whole day.
If that does happen, that's phenomenal. Amen.
Can we draw beards on them too?
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. Good, you can do it. Yep, it'll be Kondovic and Scully Day.
Did you just call me that just now?
That's pretty good.
I just came up with that on the spot.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll draw on some tattoos. We'll wear some bald caps. We'll come in here.
We will surrender the title belts.
I'll even work in the guidance office for the day if you need me to.
I'll give you a pass for the day to come down.
All right.
We'll all come in looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin for the day. Just for you.
Handshake seals it.
Gentlemen,
locked in.
All right, it's getting crazy.
All locked in. So
it's getting crazy.
Can you read off these teams?
That's a great idea.
We've got to read the teams off real quick. So for us, we're coming in with Kyler Murray, Dalvin Cook, Cooper Kupp, George Kittle, Jonathan Taylor, the Miami Dolphins, and Justin Tucker. And for Scully and Kostrovich, they have Tom Brady, Austin Eckler, Davante Adams, Rob Gronkowski, Tebow Samuel, Nick Folk, and the Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, that's I'm smelling a winner. Yeah, I'm smelling a winner here.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
There we go. They like to throw in the throwback WWE music to, you know, startle us, but come on. That's our childhood. How can we be startled?
Yo, Contra, you ever seen Ryback?
Listen,
bro, you look just like Ryback.
I tried for a week. I tried for a week to find a Ryback shirt quick.
We're gonna wear shirts in here. Couldn't get them.
That wasn't on my list of like disses. Like you actually.
It's funny you said that. It was like I said that to him last week. I thought of the idea like when you guys asked us again.
Yeah.
But it was too late. I'm like, we'll never have it by Thursday.
Yeah. And we went to many locations even to find them.
Mall with Walmart. I'm trying to find a Ryback.
You got rid of Ryback singlet.
I love it.
And there you go. That is going to wrap up the podcast for today. Thank you guys very much for joining us. Always a pleasure having you guys on
here. Well done, gentlemen.
Thank you
guys
very much.
Best of luck.
Don't need luck.